नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी अश्चर्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। It is late. I will just speak a few minutes, then we will have dancing kirtan in honor of Srila Prabhupada, and then Damodarastakam. It was almost 800 years ago that Sripad Madhvacharya established the principles of pure devotional service right here in Udupi. He established the worship of the deity of Krishna, and especially removed the misconceptions of materialism and impersonalism. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, came in the role of a devotee. And through his teachings as well as his example, he showed everyone in this age of Kali Yuga how we can achieve the perfection of prema bhakti, ecstatic love for Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally accepted initiation in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. In that line of great teachers, acharyas, beginning with Brahma, Narada, Vyasadev, and then Sripad Madhvacharya. Srila Prabhupada by his example endured most incredible historical challenges, but like Hanuman, his determination never failed. And that determination was steeped in his compassion. Compassion for all living beings. When he first met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, in 1922, he was told that the greatest need in the world is Krishna consciousness. and the source of all problems and suffering in this world is due to forgetfulness of the soul's relationship with Krishna. Therefore, as the first priority, the most important of all considerations, is to spread this message of pure devotional service. As Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita, and as is revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada took those words as his life and soul. He saw everything in relation to how he could serve Krishna by sharing the love of Krishna that he was experiencing in his heart with others. Like Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he did not consider who was fit or unfit. He wanted to give everyone a chance. And even at the very beginning, when it seemed totally hopeless, Prabhupada saw infinite hope. We read in his diary, when he was living in the Bowery, sometimes his life was being threatened. He had no money. Nobody from India had enough faith that he could succeed to help him in any substantial way. His health was failing. And he writes that today I played a recording of my kirtan. And four people came and listened and they seemed to like it. I can see that the prediction of Haridas Thakur is going to be fulfilled, that this holy name will spread everywhere. For someone who was living in a simple little village of Vrindavan to be living in Manhattan Island of New York City, it's extraordinary. The types of worldly pleasures, opulences, the cars, the autumn, the roads were unimaginable for people of India in the villages at that time. Srila Prabhupada was only seeing how people were suffering on the bodily conception of life. He came to revive the original Krishna consciousness in everyone. And he had complete faith in the order of his Guru Maharaj and in the holy names of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was uncompromising in speaking the highest and purest truths. Yet, he spoke and he lived in such a way that in that uncompromising presentation, he did it with such deep, real concern and compassion for the welfare of others, that he transformed people's hearts. People who had every disqualification, his compassion and the philosophy he presented with that compassion created qualifications. It seems like there's a wonderful celebration. Srila Prabhupada's accomplishments, the millions of people's hearts he's touched, the hundreds of millions of books that were printed and distributed, the hundreds of centers. Srila Prabhupada's offering to Krishna are like an ocean. And this yatra is like one little drop from that ocean. But if we examine the content of this drop, we can understand so much of what Srila Prabhupada has given. Within this little drop, there are devotees in India, from every possible caste, from every state, from every type of background. There are devotees from America, South America, China, Russia, the Middle East, Australia. Thank you.